come into a new situation, I guess there's a challenge of striking the balance between giving them too much or being too simple. What are your thoughts about that? Is there a tendency to get too complicated with things? Or
I think it's something that you have to weigh out as you go along. I think the fact that we had as much time as we did in the spring under the new collective bargaining agreement, where we had all that extra meeting time and on-the-field work that was scheduled into the off-season program, I think that benefited all the teams around the league, and that you were able to spend more time with the players in the classroom and out on the field. With that being said, we were able to install the majority of our stuff in the spring and have been going back and reviewing things ever since. Each week, obviously, you tweak something, a concept for the particular opponent that you have, and that's kind of what we're doing as we're preparing for the first game. But I feel confident after, looking at what we've planned to use in this game, that our guys have gotten plenty of reps on it. And when we talked to him about it this morning, the introductory game plan, if you will, they all saw everything very familiar to them, so they feel good about it, I believe.
Kevin, Keyston Randall and Derek Shelby both came in here with about much heralded about him, and both of them made the team.
Right.
Can you talk about what they showed you?
Yeah, both of those guys came in and just constantly kept improving and played with, as you watch the young players progress through training camp, there's a tendency for them to start to separate themselves, even though I think we had a very good group overall when we first began. But then as you get into the padded practices, you get into the competition against guys that have been in the league and in preseason games, you start to see that some may be a little bit behind in terms of strength or quickness or just tenacity staying after it. And others tend to show you that it doesn't look like it's too big for them. And both of those guys seem to have those qualities. They play extremely hard, play smart, and their motors are running all the time. And that's what you like in a young player. They're going to get bigger and stronger and learn the scheme better. But they both have the real right mental makeup. And really, from very early on, they showed that. And then and it just kept getting better and better. And that's why they're with the club.
I think Hard Knocks is out of here after today, right? So what's the benefit of being able to coach your team again without an eye in the sky?
I don't know if there's a true benefit. I mean, I think that those people, they do such a professional job. They really did. And, I compliment them and in the fact that they tell you prior to it happening that after a few days you're not going to feel like they're here. And, other than seeing them around in the halls and stuff, you do tend to just they blend in. And you get used to it. And I think now, there's a little bit of distraction, as you might suspect, when they're in the meetings and things like that. But I don't think we've changed our style of doing things, whether it be in meetings or out on the field coaching, any different because they were here. And I just think, we'll just move on here and hope that we can have a little less distraction, but I really don't see it being a big, big difference.
You went through it before. Mm-hmm. Did anything of that experience help you maybe warn or guide the rest of your staff?
A little bit, in the sense that, I think as coaches, the difficult time is that when there's cameras everywhere 24/7 in some of the meeting rooms, and you have to discuss, delicate personnel issues, which is part of the job, you're worried that something might be misconstrued or taken out of context, or just a snippet of what you might say may show up on the show, but they didn't give the other 5 minutes of what you were talking about, I talked to the people from Hard Knocks about that prior, because I had an experience with that. And I talked to our own guys a little bit about it. So I think you're careful in those meetings, but you like to be careful anyway. You never want to show disrespect to anybody. These guys are out here doing everything they possibly can to try to make the ball club And I think from that standpoint, that if there's ever a really uncomfortable time, it's when you're in a meeting and you know that there's personnel issues being discussed and you're worried how it's going to be construed, you know, or misconstrued.
In terms of the secondary now without Vontae, how much pressure does that put on Nolan Carroll to step up? And what have you seen from his game during training camp and the preseason that makes you say that he's ready?
There's pressure on everybody in the secondary. There's pressure, you know, that's the nature of the position. And we've spoken about that since we first arrived here, that for us to be good on defense, our play in the secondary has to improve. There's been too many deep balls, big plays occur in the past, and that's been an Achilles heel, as well as a lack of turnovers. So that's something that you know, we're constantly talking and working on, but we have to start getting more production from everybody back there. Nolan has shown a real consistency in his play and improved throughout training camp. It's going to be a big challenge for him. He's got to step up, and he's going to have to prove it in the games consistently. I think he'll do that, and he's a strong-willed, competitive guy, takes a lot of pride in his game, pride in being a professional, and we're looking forward to him to fill that role and hopefully continue to grow throughout the season.
You mentioned the takeaways. They have been a problem here really the past three seasons. How important is it to change that and want to make sure that's going
to
happen?
It's critical to change it. We haven't changed it yet. I'm going to say that. I'm disappointed. We talked about that in our meeting as a group this morning. We are emphasizing it, I think, in everything we do. If you guys are here at the beginning of practice at times, I don't think there's another team in the NFL that spends more time on ball security or takeaways than we do. I'd be hard-pressed to know if there is one. I hope and believe that with that being said, that will translate into turnovers defensively and good ball security offensively as we progress through the season. We just have to get in the game and start to make it happen. And we've talked about it, but talking is cheap, as they say, and we got to go out there and do it in games. And I believe we will. I really do. I think the emphasis is there. And it's one of those things, really, that it's like a snowball rolling downhill or a wildfire that once they start happening and the confidence grows, it seems that the teams I've been with, you just expect it and, you know, good things happen, you know, when you're expecting it to happen and everybody starts to feed off of that. And hopefully we will as we begin the season.
Two more guys.
You've got a quarterback coming up here that I'm sure you played against, Matt Schaub. Where does he rank in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks and how changes he presents?
Excuse me. Well, he's an outstanding quarterback in a system that gears itself to being, I guess if you might use the term quarterback friendly. They do a terrific job. First of all, when you can run the football as effectively as they do, it takes some pressure off the quarterback. When they can throw the ball off of their play action and bootleg and perimeter passing game that they have, where the quarterback's on the move, receivers are running, crossing routes, they're fairly easy throws, but there's a lot of deception involved in the early part of the plays. There's a high percentage of completions, as you can see from looking at his numbers. He's very accurate, doesn't take a lot of chances with the ball. And you saw that just when I say quarterback-friendly system, you saw guys step in there last year, take over for him, and maybe not were quite as effective, but they were pretty darn effective in what they did. So they've got a very difficult scheme. And it all stems from the fact that they run the ball as well as they do. And if they're able to run the football, their play-action pass game opens up big time. And, they're difficult to get into third down and long because they run the ball so well. And they throw the short passing game so well. So as you look at their numbers statistically in terms of third down offense isn't off the charts, but on first and second down, it's great. And their rushing yardage is great. And the fact that they break more explosive runs than most teams in the league, you know, those are the things that really get this offense going. And there's a couple of teams in the league that have what I would consider to be outstanding tempo. When they come up to the line, the plays are crisp, sharp. You watch New Orleans is another team that you would liken, I would liken them to, in that there's a speed at which they get up and the plays are rolling at you one after the other. And we've talked to our players about it. It's something where you try to simulate it in practice, but it's going to be faster than you think when you're in the game. And you got to be able to weather that initially, the speed, not just the speed of their players, but the speed at which they do things. I don't know if I'm making clear to you, but they'll come rolling at you with a run, with a bootleg, with boom, 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 quick, fast, those 15 scripted plays in the beginning of the game. And oftentimes they have you reeling right there in the first quarter because they got you so off balance. We got to be able to match their tempo and exceed it and be ready for that attack early in the game. Find a way to stop them. You know, that's the whole thing. It's drive stops. Get off the field. Find a way to stop them on that first and second drive. Then you can kind of settle into your game plan. But that's going to be critical, being able to stop them early in the game.
We're not sure. Last one, Omar.
Exactly how much we've been able to see of your real defense based on you haven't really seen blitzes.
Right.
We haven't seen it with Carlos Dansby and Kevin Hernandez. How much do those two linebackers open up what you can do?
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have two outstanding athletes there at linebacker. They need to knock the rust off right now, and that's what I was telling them out on the field today. They're very talented guys, but they haven't gotten a lot of reps. So both mentally and physically, this is a challenge to them this week to make sure that they come out here on Sunday and play at the level that I know they can. They are critical to our success, both of those guys, and they will be. We have not run a lot of our defense. We've been very, very vanilla in what we've done, and that was by design. So hopefully we can have some things that people are not quite prepared for early in the year, but it's not going to be trickery that's going to win games for us. And Joe has said that from the time he's got here. We got to go out and execute. And against this team, they're not going to try to trick you so much either. They're going to run their stuff. You got to run your stuff. And hopefully at the end of the day, you can come out on top. We've got our work cut out for us to stop a very, very good offense, and I'm confident that we're going to come out here this week and play real, really hard and execute our defense much, much better than we have throughout the preseason.